A reading from the book of Acts. The Jewish rulers, elders, and scribes assembled in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and all who were of the high priestly family. When they had made the prisoners stand in their midst, they inquired, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are questioned today because of a good deed done to someone who was sick, and are asked how this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you, and to all the people of Israel, that this man is standing before you in good health by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders. It has become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from 1 John, chapter 3. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? Little children, let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth, and we will reassure our hearts before him. Whenever our hearts condemn us, for God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit that he has given us. This is the word of the Lord.
Please stand for the gospel if you are able. Alleluia, alleluia. I am the first and the last, says the Lord, and the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. The Good Shepherd. This comforting image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd was more popular in those times than portraying Jesus on a cross. That came some centuries later. Shepherds took care of their flock. Their crook turned them up the right way when they fell, and they were led the safe way and protected from the wolves, and they were led into those pastures and waters of green and peace, still waters, green pastures. The sheep recognized and trusted the voice of their shepherd, and many small flocks back then were brought to Jerusalem, and they were herded into one big sheepfold. No branding, no marking, but they were just known by name and voice, by their shepherd. The voice that belongs to the person who flipped them up when they fell, who led them into those safe places. The voice that recognizes them because of their own little personalities and quirky ways. Shepherd-like leaders had been revealed in the Old Testament scripture long before Jesus. But as we know from prophets such as Ezekiel, the shepherd kings of the day had lost their way. They had put their creature comforts first, and the flock, the people of Israel, were scattered. They were exiled, their temple was in ruins. They longed for a shepherd that would lead them to those still waters and green pasture places of peace. They longed to be saved from the aimlessness, the injustice, and the angst that was in the world. The shepherd of their longing is Jesus. And Peter proclaimed just that in the reading from Acts. Jesus, the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, he's become our cornerstone. There is no salvation anywhere else. No other name under heaven is given among mortals that must be saved. And the saving, whatever that means to you, but I tend to think of saving as being placed into a place of peace, even when waters are troubled, even when it's scary out there. Just a peace that we are held and we will be led through. Jesus is the one, the promised Messiah. He sleeps across the entrance to keep the flock safe at night. He's not like the thief and bandits who come in by another way. He calls the sheep by name, and their voice is known by his flock. Any person called to follow Jesus in the New Testament, let's just take Mary at the tomb at Easter. As soon as her name was called, she saw Jesus, she knew him. When we are called by name, it touches our hearts. It makes us belong somewhere into a big story of love. But this shepherd and gatekeeper is not only there to keep out, but to protect against those who seek to destroy, but is also there to allow people to come in, sheep to come into the fold, those who will listen to his voice, those who are ready to hear it, so they too can receive protection and care and love. Knowing the voice of a person evokes a sense of relationship. The sheep love and trust the shepherd as he loves them. It's a personal relationship, a person to person. And that's the good news of the gospel shepherd of Jesus. Whether a person has faith or no faith, Jesus longing to call people by name and for them to respond from the heart. And this is the hopeful, comforting, encouraging foundation on which churches, and especially for us, our church, St. Peter's, is built. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, as its cornerstone, and we are the flock who have heard his voice. We have followed, and we are leading the way, down a pathway that leads to those green pastures and still waters of hope, of eternal life and love to come. And a life that can be lived with purpose and hope here and now, regardless of the challenges and trials that earthly living brings. And boy, don't we have some right now. This is the message that we are called by Jesus, by name, to proclaim. And this is why we work together as a church family to keep the St. Peter's show on the road here in Repplesham. Just like we work in our own family units and communities to keep that show on the road by good housekeeping, keeping the building safe, secure and solid, making sure we're looking after our well-being, each other's and our own, so that we can offer hospitality of welcome and invitation to come and see. Just come into a safe place and explore and see what it brings for you. That's our message, to be in the fold of a loving God who wants all of his sheep to experience that green pastures, that still waters experience of peace in the troubled world that we are sometimes living in. And it's the underlying bottom line reason for holding our APCM today, to honour and celebrate all that we do in Jesus' name as a church community and as a people and as members of parish and wider, and to take a check and see how things are going, what needs to be done to keep things going, and to encourage flourishing of a faithful communal life in our place and in our time, to pray and trust that we can be sustainable in all those longings to bring all those that good news. In a go-it-alone world of spiritual poverty and hunger, filled with lost sheep, we can play our part in being sheep that are found and are being led by Jesus, the true Good Shepherd, who will show us and anyone the way to stay close to him as we deepen our prayer life, our worship life, and our life as a community, as we explore ways to enrich that communal life together, as we invite and encourage others to come and experience what it means to be part of a caring community of companions who know each other by name and walk the pathway towards peace. And sometimes, boy, is it a rocky one. And that's what we do together. So, just to reiterate what was written in John's letter there in the second reading, God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this, we know that he abides in all of us, by the Spirit that he has given all of us. Let us pray. Dear God, we give thanks that we know and are known by Jesus, our Good Shepherd. Thank you for all those who have been our shepherds, and help us to be your good shepherds in our community. Amen.